All right, let's do some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Christian quote says, Ben and Kelly, first off, I got to say, I love listening to you guys.
Aw.
I once saw Kelly at Meijer, did a double take, and ran into a display of apples. LOL.
That's random.
Christy, next time come say hello.
What a moment. Is that Kelly Kidd?
Fun story to share.
That's funny.
Anyways, I'm hoping you can help me out because I think I have something for your group therapy session.
Okay.
Started dating this guy. Something's concerning me. He loves restaurants.
Restaurants.
Loves to go to places like Hooters and Twin Peaks.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
He also likes those salons for men where pretty girls treat men like kings, giving him a haircut with a neck massage. He told me his parents were divorced when he was young, and he lived with his dad, who even at age 58 acts like a playboy with his sports car and dating younger women.
Okay.
So I just got to worry that he might not respect women since his dad really doesn't. And that might be all he knows to objectify women. Are these red flags that, you know, mean I should really run away or just be cautious or tell him if he's with me, he needs to stop going to these places? Thanks so much. I'll be listening.
Well, so my thought immediately is, you know, just because the dad does it doesn't mean his son's going to do it. I do understand the concern. And if it makes you feel uncomfortable, that's probably what you need to just kind of say. I get it's kind of hard to just say, hey, do you objectify women? Just curious.
No, yes. But if he's like suggesting on dates, you go to places like that, that make you feel uncomfortable.
Be like, no, I don't really like the decor as much. Your son went to one of those, didn't he?
Sure did, for his 16th birthday. He liked it. He liked it a lot.
Christy, stay away from Kelly's son.
Certainly don't take him there for his birthday. They have a special tradition for birthdays.
What is it like? I like Hooters or?
No. It's,
I like big racks. Is that what it says?
I saw nice racks on my birthday. Or I saw big racks or something like that. And they hold up a little, it's got antlers on the little trophy.
Oh, so it's literally.
Yes.
Like a rack of antlers.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Cute, though. He had a great time.
Interesting. Yeah, so if you're starting to see that in the sun.
Right. And if you just started dating him, is that going to fade away because he's
in a relationship and he's like, okay, I don't need to necessarily go to these salons that cut my hair that, you know, are all about that stuff and hit these restaurants. I mean, Louisville's a very foodie town, so
absolutely
there are plenty of
lots of options.
Yeah, plenty of options that when it comes to that stuff. So all right. Well, let us know, like, your experience. Like, did you deal with something similar, and how did it all work out for you? That's what we try to find for group therapy, or people who've been there, done that, and can offer their experience.
Yeah, I'm not going to fault him for, like, going to those places maybe before he met her, but if they continue on in the relationship. And she feels uncomfortable about it. Right, yeah. If he keeps insisting that's where he's going to go hang out a lot. Yeah.
Then that may be some caution. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. Take some of your stories coming up. So our listener Christy's boyfriend's dad, a bit of a player, loves those sports cars, dating younger women. And she's noticed her new boyfriend loves those restaurants, those quote restaurants like the Twin Peaks and the Hooters and the like, and loves going to those salons, the hair salons where the women dress skimpy and they do all the massaging and all that stuff. Not that type of massaging, but, you know, on the neck and head and stuff.
Which, by the way, shout out to the ladies at Twin Peaks. They showed my son a very nice birthday. he goes, Mom, I know what I want to do for my birthday. I want Dad and I to go to Twin Peaks. I was like, oh,
I mean,
okay.
You know, I mean, that's
fine.
That's a 16-year-old boy.
Absolutely.
That's not necessarily a grown adult.
They had a great time. Yeah. Good food.
Yeah.
Great service.
I'm a little surprised. Like, there are a lot of people who are saying, you know what? That is a red flag.
Yeah, a lot of people run. Red flag on the play. This dude will not change. Most likely will be single for a very, very, very long time. Dee Dee's like, I'd be out. Tanya, yes, run. A child either follows in the parents' footsteps and behavior or they go in the opposite direction.
Yeah, Trina texts in, for single men, fine. In a relationship or married, not appropriate. Next, he's going to be taking you to 7th Street for a date and a night of dancing. What do you mean, 7th Street Road? You know, the thoroughbred? I'm asking for a friend. I don't know.
Well, so Mike says, coming from a guy, absolutely 100% red flag. Don't get me wrong. Nothing wrong with going to Hooters occasionally. Heck, they're covered more than the ones shopping at Walmart. But the way you already got that vibe from him is a sign to walk away.
Wow, that surprises me coming from you, Mike.
I know, yeah.
Because we've seen you comment on a bunch of stuff, and you're typically more of a thump on the chest sort of, like, man's man sort of thing.
I appreciate that, Mike.
Appreciate that. Like that. You know, I had a boss who would always say, hey, we could have this meeting and drink a beer. Like, do you want to have this meeting out of the radio station?
Right, sure.
We could have this meeting and drink a beer, or we could have this meeting, drink a beer, and see some boobs.
Oh, wow.
He was married. He's not married to that person anymore.
Oh, okay, then. Which then backs up the red flag.
Maybe it backs up the red flag.
Now, maybe.
Look, we did bring this up earlier, and there are plenty of people who are also pointing out the fact that if it makes you feel a certain sort of way, you got to make them know that that's how you feel.
Well, and if this, I think it's a big difference between occasionally.
Yeah. And all the time.
A lot of the time, a regular occurrence. And I think that's the problem is it seems to be on a regular basis.
All right. Well, Christy, stay away from displays of apples at Meijer.
No, and, come say hi.
Oh, we only say that because her original message said, I once did a double take because I thought I saw Kelly at Meijer and I ran into a display of apples. So anyway, let it just, you know, tell them how you feel. There are a lot of people that are like, you know what, caution flag on this one.
Right.
So.
But maybe let it, you know, as you progress in the relationship, maybe. And if he.
Yeah, see if it tapers.
It tapers off.
Yeah. And there's plenty of.
Because it's early.
Great restaurants in this area.
Absolutely. And again, shout out to Twin Peaks.
Why you keep. They're not paying you to say that.
They're not, but maybe they should.
What, for your 16-year-old boy?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I just want to make sure that we're not poo-pooing those restaurants.
My daughter went there with her boyfriend.
Exactly.
And a bunch of his guy friends.
But maybe we're just saying if we're going there all the time, where there's lots of different options, is what we're saying.
All right. Thanks. Keep us posted. That's Group Therapy.